This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every day this week, when Shime rejoins with AC/DC, you can win tickets to see AC/DC at Gillette Stadium. Sold out. Jackson getting a winner right now. Curtis, no clam chowder for you. Is that a food thing, or you're just not hungry?
No. So I love Roger Berkowitz and what he's done. I'm sure it is delicious. I have never had clam chowder or any fish chowder of any kind in my life.
Wow.
I love seafood. I love a good piece of shrimp, good salmon, good you name it. I like fish. I just, something about the consistency, the smell, I have no interest in clams.
Likely a serial killer. Yeah. Like that doesn't make any sense at all if you love fish.
Right.
But you don't, if you love, do you eat clams? Like, would you eat clams casino?
No, God.
Not enough clams.
What about fried clams?
Never had it.
Well, and is it a soup thing? Like, what about a lobster bisque?
No, yeah, any fish chowder of any kind.
Wow.
Yeah, which is strange, because I hate the smell of fish, and that's what kind of deterred me from not eating fish or eating seafood.
What do you mean? Like, because you grew up in East Boston?
Yeah, so in East Boston, when I was growing up, and like he talked about in Cambridge, there were a lot of fish markets, and people who own fish markets would have all the fish out on the sidewalk. And so that you walk by in the neighborhood, and there was a place down by the City Yards in East Boston that was like a fish place where they would bring. And I used to hate the smell of fish, and that was like, oh, I'll never eat seafood. The last time I ate seafood, 12 years old, my mother was shoving fish sticks down my throat, talking about you're going to eat them, and then that was it. I never ate them.
So from your perspective, it was the fish markets.
Yes.
And the smell of the fish at the fish market.
Yep.
That turned you into somebody who never ate seafood.
Never.
Ever
nope.
again. There used to be at the Cambridge location, the Cambridge Fish Market, there used to be a blind guy who walked by every day and he would say, "Hello, ladies."
Nailed it.
A long way to get there, but boy, was it worth it.
It is not supposed to smell fishy.
All right.
Yes, it is not.
Yeah. Not. The food?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Jackson's getting his chowder now. Good.
Chowder.
If you could only see, like, the cameras do not catch the room directly to, like, my left if you're watching on Twitch.
Yeah.
And it's just Jackson and Roger in there. Like, what are they talking about, you think?
It's like, well, yeah, I love the chowder.
Well, I think Roger's going to give him the chowder. Otherwise, Jackson's going to call the cops. by the way, I think Roger Berkowitz deserves a massive amount of credit for the place in Boston in which you reside. Because when I first moved to Southie in 2010, the only thing that was built at that time or being built was that massive legal seafood on the water.
Yes, you're right about that.
Then everything just grew out. But before that, it was just the Yankee Lobster in that roundabout.
Right.
And Whiskey Priest.
And, of course, you know, Anthony's Pier 4 was there forever. But at that point, Anthony's Pier 4 was even
gone. The first new development of something that was a staple of Boston was legal.
My dad talks about Anthony's Pier 4 a lot. Says like it was his favorite place.
Oh yeah,
when he
lived
in Boston,
it used to be like it was one of the better restaurants in the U.S. Like it would always be number one in the U.S.
And
long before you were.
Why did it close?
You were born. I just think the family. It was the guy Anthony Athanas who ran it forever, and it probably got too expensive for them to be down there. But it was I don't know if this is accurate or not, but on the Red Hour backstory, everybody's texting in that on the menu at Legal in Chestnut Hill, it used to say no cigar smoking except for Red Hour back.
Oh wow,
it was allowed to smoke a cigar in the restaurant.
That's awesome.
Apparently, so
it's pretty cool.
This is Jake from Boston. Hey, Jake.
What's going on, everyone?
What's up?
You know, this Bill thing, story of the day, month, year, obviously we saw how viral it went. It's basically the emasculation of Bill Belichick. Now, the story of the day, the fun story of the day yesterday should have been, how did the Patriots' planes, worst in the league, end up at Guantanamo Bay, which they did. But we'll talk about Bill instead.
Yeah.
People seem surprised that this emasculation was a recent thing. It wasn't. Jordan has not made Bill wear an aura ring and track it like Bill's ex did.
Mm-hmm.
And the post photos, they were posed. Unlike there was a famous photo 5 years ago, Bill's biking on the beach in Nantucket. He's got the 5-pound Klee-Klai in a stroller behind him, like biking with the stroller. It was horrible. And then on top of that, you find out that Bill had this opportunity to coach the Senior Bowl in 2021, and he decided not to do it because Linda's leaking via the dog's Instagram account that they're on vacation in the tropics. Yoko Linda was one of the reasons why this dynasty fell apart. We don't talk about it because there's no age gap. Now, spry young Jordan, not my problem. I'm enjoying this story. She is Carolina's problem. We found that out last night via TMZ, and they're not going to be able to get rid of her because there is no question that Jordan Hudson knows what Linda's NDA is because Linda has been rock silent on this over in Nantucket. They also can't let him go right now because there's no backup plan. Are you going to go from Bill Belichick and all this buzz to Freddie Kitchen or even worse, Steve Belichick? Of course not. They're stuck with him.
On top of this, guys,
yeah. Miss Maine, next weekend, Jordan is there. Now, you can buy votes into the semifinals via a People's Choice on the Miss Maine USA website. Not only is Jordan losing with 4 paltry votes, which we know Bill is going to make up via his credit card in the end, there is a trans competitor in the event who could beat Jordan. If that happens, what this interview was, Jordan may snap in 50,000 pieces, and it's going to be glorious to see.
Yeah.
It's the best story out there right now. Keep riding with it. The numbers back it up.
Yeah. It is. It's wild. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess what Jake is saying, Jake, is that Bill has always been like this.
All right.
With whomever he is dating, but I don't know that to be the case. I don't know that Linda got herself involved in the business part of things. She certainly ran his charitable foundation.
Right.
Yeah. Still does,
and
I believe.
I think she probably still does. On the NDA side of things, I think we can, I don't know if it's fully factual or not, but she ended up, I believe, in the whole deal with a beautiful home on Nantucket. So maybe I don't know.
Oh, is this why you kiss Bill's ass?
What,
you
think
he might? Yeah, he might get you a home.
But they weren't big on social media either, so you never really saw them.
No.
Linda and Bill?
Yeah, outside of foundation stuff. Yeah.
When she posted him, it was like, oh my, I don't know why my phone keeps going off. I'm so sorry. I have it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Anytime she posted a small like group photo where Bill would pop up,
right?
Like we talked about it, like it was the most shocking thing ever.
Right.
I remember Florida New Year's Eve, she posted him in a group shot, and I couldn't believe it. Like it is so
they
different
were
now.
Celtics games together, they were out.
They were out, but the social media, like he wasn't airplane and Linda.
Oh, right.
Like the world.
Was he motorboating?
I mean, I don't know. Listen, Linda looks
speed
good.
Comfort.
Listen, Linda looks good, so he probably was, right? But you didn't see what we're seeing with Bill now, airplanes, the fisherman with the mermaid. You didn't see, like, you know,
yeah.
Bill.
They should be the new brand mascot for Rogers Fish Company.
Oh,
is the ancient the Ancient Mariner, okay. Bill, and her in the mermaid costume.
Wrong answers only. What products will Jordan have Bill hawking at Radio Row this year?
It'll be a couple.
I bet it's not a product, Curtis. I bet because she's been being like an advocate for fishermen in Maine, and I think that that's what she will have him do, is like she will be speaking on behalf of fishermen.
Wow.
Because her dad was a fisherman, I believe.
So if you missed Courtney's lead this morning, and that's what Jake was calling about, Jake thinks it's the story of the year. I don't know if I agree, but...
Century,
yeah. Is that Jordan at one point during the CBS interview apparently stormed out in anger.
Yes.
And Bill followed.
Yeah.
And it took 30 minutes for them to come back in and complete whatever they were going to complete interview-wise. Now, who do you think set the, like, it's first of all, it's ridiculous. If you're going to get on CBS Sunday morning or any other network news program, you can't tell them what they can and can't ask. Now, do you think Bill set that precedent with them and said you're not allowed to ask about how we met?
We're not talking about this.
They didn't get told that, Craig. Yeah. I'm certain that that guy, I don't know his name, Dacopoulos or whatever his name is.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
He is one of their preeminent guys. They're not going to go to Annapolis and talk to Bill and say that we can't discuss this.
So she just lost it.
I don't think she lost it on that, though. They're not saying what the question was that set her off. Like, I think that it was a different question that made her upset.
We're back to the self-awareness topic. Is she not self-aware enough to know that people are going to question their relationship?
I think she would be pissed off about.
Well, Wiggy and I were talking off air. Like, what question could it have been? And if they asked about Linda, I mean, his book is about, you know, things he's learned in the past.
Yeah.
If they say, what have you learned from past relationships? If they ask about, you know, his kids, we know that there's been situations where Jordan says, or was saying in emails to people, let's focus on Steve and Steve's career, not that Steve is Bill's son. Like, I think that it was probably something different
than
how they met.
It's just weird that you see on video.
Wait, you think that she would storm off based on a question on Bill's kid?
Or Linda.
It had to be something which was bothersome to her personally. I don't think she gives a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The damn about any of that other
stuff.
You don't think,
like,
Linda?
Maybe he said, Bill, at one point in your life, you said not enough effing clams. What did you mean by that?
Right. But you could tell that because she did get into...
Not enough clams.
Didn't she get into, like, a Instagram?
Bill, how's your dating life been lately?
Not enough clams.
What?
Didn't she get into, like, an Instagram beef with just a random person who made a comment about her and Bill and their age and that kind of thing? Like, she went back and forth with
them? Hey, Roger, why don't you want to go to one of the Greg Hill Road shows?
Not enough clams.
They're not always sausage fest, Curtis.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I was just talking food.
We got some ladies in Springfield, I think, on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Beachcomber has a lot of girls.
Yeah.
It is just it is weird to see her get that upset about a question that they all told us how they met.
It's just very strange. If you are
CBS, some higher up needs to say, we need to release the uncut. Like, that's it. If you want numbers, CBS in the morning.
I can't imagine her walking out and then standing there in the doorway and being like, Bill, are you coming with me? Like,
she definitely did that.
She's making him. Does he not know that she's making him look like a jackass?
I don't think he cares at this point. He said it like, you know.
He's in deep.
He's in, like, she doesn't he like talk about her in his book?
She's like, his muse.
Yeah. Like, so I think it's going to be interesting to see. And I can't wait for the college football season to start. Is how he goes about handling things after losses, what some of those press conferences look like, you know, just how does he look on the sideline? Where is she in all of this? Like, it's going to be, because I think that's what a lot of people are going, wow, this isn't the same Bill Belichick.
Right. And what do you think they're saying in the, if they're the similar people to the Shedeur Sanders owners, but the board of trustees at the University of North Carolina probably don't look very favorably upon this.
No, yeah. There was reports out there, and who the hell knows? I think it was TMZ or one of them publications was like that at UNC they're concerned about what took place and all this. So, like, there's concern and that she's – every team has, like, this PR person, the Stacey James. Right. She's miking Bill up. She's on the field. Like, it's –
it's very strange.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people, and even me who played for Bill, look and go, wow, this is a Bill that I never expected.
You think this is why Bears is with Billy O?
Maybe.
I'm not lying.
Maybe.
Why? Because otherwise it makes no sense. They didn't have a bad falling out. Right. He's never said anything negative about him.
Right. You would think he would have gone there with Bill.
Right.
Why not?
Most trusted guy in the NFL, Bears.
But Bears probably needed a job. He got that job a year before.
Right. Yes.
Oh. Bill had the UNC job.
Yeah.
I'm certain of that. But, yeah. I mean, Bears, my feeling is that Bill O'Brien isn't one to pick a fight with Bill Belichick. And if Bears said, I'll go back with Bill if he returns to coaching, I'm sure Billy O would have been fine with it.
All right, I just mentioned it, but first roadshow of the fourth roadshow season on Friday morning, we will be at Max's Swing Lounge, which is located in that complex in Springfield where the Basketball Hall of Fame is, and the roadshow season is presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England, by Harbor One Bank. We know your business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. And also, Roadshow Season brought to you by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And Courtney and I, given the luxury of driving some Defenders to every roadshow this
week. Oh, really?
I am very excited about
this. Is that the biggest one, the Defender, or is it the Discovery?
The Defender. I drive the Discovery
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, those are so nice.
The Defenders are sick.
Those are so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
I am worried that by the end of roadshow season, I'm going to be like, I need one.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, tell Santo to cough it up.
All right.
And the roadshow brought to you locally by Tap Sports Bar, by MGM Springfield, by Rocky's Ace Hardware, by 90 Meat Outlet, and by Sarrett Ford Lincoln. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fenway Sports Management. Some NFL news this morning. The 49ers and George Kittle have agreed to terms on a new contract extension that makes him the NFL's highest paid tight end. 4 years, $76.4 million with $40 million guaranteed. The Celtics are back in action tonight for Game 5 against the Magic. Tip is at 8:30 with Jaylen Brown listed as questionable and Drew Holiday out. There were some NBA playoff games last night. The Warriors now lead the Rockets 3-1, and the Cavs swept the Heat after taking them down 138-83 in Miami last night. To the NHL playoffs, the Stars now lead the Avalanche 3-2, and the Panthers lead the Lightning 3-1. And the Super Bowl champ Eagles had their visit to the White House yesterday. Less than half of the roster attended the visit. Some notables who were not in attendance, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. The Red Sox are back in action tonight as well. They're in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch is at 7:07 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. And don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show tonight at 6:07. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All righty. 67 in Boston. Afternoon high approaching 80.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.